Instant Inspiration. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Owerri, Nigeria, speaking about how unconditional love can open doors that have been closed for a long time. We've been speaking here at the table about paying back debts and paying back obligations and how we can work with people who owe us money and owe us attention and owe us anything, and how we're going to work with these people. And we think, gee, we'd just like to go and punch them in the nose because they're not following their promise. Well, anytime we extract a promise from anybody, you have to do it with love, with unconditional love. Now, there's a lady, and her name is Grace, and she works in a bank here in Owerri. And in the bank, she also is in charge of loans occasionally. And people come in and need a loan because they have to have money to, feed the family or build their house or take care of medical responsibilities. And Grace is a very loving person, very gentle, loving person. And people sometimes get to her with their pathetic story. And occasionally, the people renege on their loans. They don't pay. And so Grace says, oh my goodness, I'm the fault. And then Grace went to her manager one day, and she says, I would rather not be on the loan-giving department. I'd rather not have bad feelings about people who don't pay loans. And her manager said, Grace, you are the perfect person for this job because you do it out of pure love. Most of my people do it out of commercialness, you know. Are they going to get the money back or not? You do. Is the loan going to fulfill the need for which it's being gotten? You care with your heart. You are a loving lady. And she said, but I don't want to have to do this because if they don't pay back, I feel so terrible. And he said, that's part of the lesson that you want to learn. This is a commercial bank. You make commercial decisions, and if people don't pay back, the bank is the one that has to go after them. The bank is the one that says to them, pay up, or we'll take your children. Ha, ha, ha. Pay up, or we'll take your house, or we'll do whatever. And you have nothing to do with that. And if people come to you and say, you loaned me the money, now the bank wants it back. And you just say to those people, no, the bank loaned you the money, and now the bank wants it back because you haven't agreed to pay. I had nothing to do with it. I merely told the bank that I believed in you, and I believed you would pay it. And I know you will, even though it seems like you won't pay, even though today or the next number of months or years, it looks like you're not going to pay, you'll pay, because it's your nature to do that. You cannot live your life without being true to your responsibilities. And so the people say, Grace, you are so understanding. Grace, you are so wonderful. Grace, I wish you owned the bank. And she says, well, I would like to own the bank too, but I don't. She says, so I work with it the way I work with it. And where before, she felt it was her responsibility that the people didn't pay the note that they promised to do. Now she realizes that this is just the role she's playing in the bank. She must be very careful that the people do have the ability to pay it back, and they can pay it back without making a greater tragedy in their life, and so forth. So she has to know that. And when she knows that, then she is content with herself. Now, all of us will have people from time to time coming to us and asking for special treatment, special loans or special whatever, because they think we're rich. And don't ever say you're not rich just because you don't want to give the money. Don't ever say that. Always say, yes, I'm rich, and that's how I got to be rich, because I am very careful at what I do with my money. Well, can't you give me a little bit? I don't even know what you want it for. I don't even know why you want to come to me for it. Why you think that I should give you money? Am I your daddy? Am I your banker? Am I your special friend? Well, you could be, you know. But you see, just make sure that you like yourself enough so that when people come to you and ask for something, you can give it to them because you want to, not because you feel guilty if you don't. Now, Endless is sitting on the bus, and the woman next to her the baby's owly, crying and crying and crying, and Edna says, here, let me hold your child. So he takes the child. And the woman says, I don't have any money. I can't buy any food for my baby. I can't do this. I can't do that. And Edna has an extra few in there in his pocket. And so he gives her a roll of the milk, which isn't that much money, but it's enough. And so he knows it'll buy her some milk and some bread. And then he watches her as she gets off the bus. And as she gets off the bus, instead of going into the bread store, she goes into the liquor store. And she buys herself a bottle of wine, and she comes out chug-a-lugging on the wine, holding the baby in one arm and chug-a-lugging the wine. The baby has no milk, but she has the wine. And Enla says, oh, what a fool I am, what a fool I am, how I was conned by this lady and this beautiful child of hers. Why does this happen to me? I'm a nice guy. I want to do everything right. Why does this happen to me? And then the voice inside him saying, it happened to you so that you can realize you don't give to people because they need it. You give to people because you want to give. And when you give with no strings attached. You give with the freedom and the openness of your heart, and they don't owe it back to you. If they decide to take your engagement ring and marry somebody else, well, that's their privilege. That's why you give an engagement ring and a wedding ring at the same time. Then you know that you're engaged to the girl that you're marrying. But hey, that's another game. Right now, we only give because we want to give. We only give because it's on our heart to share, and not because the person needs it. Because if you would have opened the blanket and looked under the blanket at that little child there and saw her body, you would see it's a chubby little kid who had plenty of milk to drink. The mother had plenty of milk to drink. She conned lots of people. And she feeds her baby well. And she also feeds her habit. But never give because you think they need it. Only give because it is your joy to share. Because when it's your joy to share, then you can afford to give it. When it's not your joy to share, then you can't afford to give it. He may have given his last money that he needed to take the next 5 miles of his journey, and he had to walk because he gave her the money for the wine. You know, and that's a terrible thing. It makes you feel very ugly inside. And so only give because you want to give and because it's a joy for you to give. And don't look. I've gone into a number of restaurants in my life, and I've seen people sitting at the counter having a cup of coffee and a piece of bread, and I knew that they couldn't afford any more. And so I would say to the waitress when I paid my bill, here's another $25. Give that fellow whatever dinner he wants, and then give him the change. And then I leave. I walk out of that restaurant quickly before I see the waitress put the money in her pocket, or before I see her give him just the food and not the money, or before I see her give him the food and the money. See, because I have released it. I have put the cause in motion out of love. I could afford the $25. I could give it and not miss it and not be unhappy. But I wasn't watching to see that it was used as I apparently wanted it to be used, because I believed it. And you know, of the number of times I've done that, in my heart, I have seen the waitress feed him lavishly and lovingly and give him the change that was his without one word saying, some nice guy said, this is for you. You see, this is how we want to live our lives. Giving not because people need it, but giving because we love them. We love ourselves, and we are sharing in that way. Now, Sam has a little boy behind him wanting to get through there, and Sam doesn't even know he's there because Sam's got so much smiles in his heart because he remembers the times that he has given and got out quick not to watch to see how it was used. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. But always escape right away. If you're going to give it to anybody, don't. There was a woman came up to me in the parking lot of the grocery store. And she came up to me, and she looked a little bit ragged. And she said, can you give me $5? And I said, what do you want to do with the $5? She said, I want to buy a bus ticket back down to San Diego from El Cajon. I said, the bus tickets cost 50 cents. I said, what are you going to do with the $4.50, you know? And she says, well, the bus tickets cost $5. I mean, I said, hey, I wasn't born yesterday. Be honest with me. And she said, well, and then I said, you're going to take the money and buy wine. And you're going to sit here and guzzle the wine. And then you're going to pick up somebody else and ask them to give you something and hope somebody else will give you something. I said, I won't be a part of that. I will take you to the bus depot and I will buy your ticket and you get on that bus and then that's the last of it. But don't ever lie to me or anybody else because you're going to turn the world off on you and you're going to live a very unhappy life. And she's, I didn't expect the sermon. I don't want your money. And she went away because she felt so bad because she knew that it was written all over what she was really going to do with it. And you see, all of us have that. It's written all over us what we're really going to do with whatever people give to us. So we give lovingly, gently, perfectly, without any thought of return and without any check to see that they used it how they're supposed to use it, at least what they said they were going to do. This is how a master handles things. And I know that all of you are masters, and all of you handle it this way. Right, sir? Right. And that's what you give to your friends, too, right? Yes. I tell you, these kids are wonderful. Beautiful lesson for us. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.